The Berkshire Theatre Group has a new executive director as it enters its 90th season. Almost a century into its existence, a Berkshire institution is trying something new.
No one was holding that position before.
Kate McGuire is artistic director and CEO of Berkshire Theatre Group.
We have had a couple of managing directors in the past. I was a managing director when I started with the theater 24 years ago. So the position that I have became the artistic director CEO. And I've been looking for the right partner for a while.
And when she finally found that partner?
A great deal of relief. Nick brings incredible experience, not only from the world of theater and the arts, but also from the world of government and fundraising.
She's talking about Nick Palaiologos, a Beacon Hill veteran with 14 years as a Democratic state representative from the Middlesex area to his name. For five of those years, he served as the House Chairman of the Education, Arts, and Humanities Committee. In the years since his public service, he's helped found theaters like Boston's Stewart Street Theater and schools like the Boston Renaissance Charter Public School. Palaiologos has won two Tonys and worked on a number of acclaimed TV shows.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that this is really a dream come true for me. I mean, I can't be more thrilled about being in the Berkshires.
Palaiologos ran into McGuire at a wedding in Hudson, New York. A longtime fan of her work with the Berkshire Theatre Group, he was excited to hear about the organization's growth.
I had been in New Jersey, in Princeton, for the last 6 years, running the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, and was looking for an opportunity to come back to Massachusetts. And so the whole meeting was very, it had serendipity written all over it. And one thing led to another, and boom, I'm Pittsfield's newest resident.
He'll be entering the theater at a major milestone in its history, one that comes with serious thought for the future. McGuire.
Right now what we're working on is looking at how do we make sure that this theater is here for the next generation. So we're putting together a capital plan for the next 10 years. We're looking at all of our buildings. What are the needs? What kind of funding do we need for the organization to make sure that the organization gets to its 100th year celebration? And Nick is really guiding that.
The 65-year-old Palaiologos has already had the chance to see what the theater group has to offer Berkshire County.
Last night, the rehearsals for The Lion King Jr. were taking place on the stage of the Colonial. And you have to see it to appreciate it. Hundreds of kids who are just wide-eyed and talented and on the stage for the first time of a Broadway-quality theater. And their sights are being raised just by participating in programs like the educational programs that we have here.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.